with all its ingenuity and dramatic quality of solution, which I now put on account. It began on an otherwise pleasant March morning with a note from Holmes. It was brought to my door at about 10:30, and it ran, "Watson, could you please come by at 11 o'clock? A former client is paying a call, and it would be valuable if you could be here. Shall see you then. Holmes." It was a Saturday, and I was concerned about abandoning my dear wife. "Darling," I shouted up the stairs, "Holmes has asked me to come over. Would you mind terribly if I'm gone for an hour or two?" She descended the stairs whilst I read out Holmes's note to her. She smiled warmly and came and gave me an affectionate kiss on my cheek. "Please go. I do love you, and I married you for better or worse, but not for lunch. I have no end of things to get done, and your absence would be a welcome relief. Do have a jolly time helping Sherlock rid the world of evil, and let me know if you are not going to be back in time for dinner." I started to protest, but she again kissed me, this time directly on my lips, shutting me up. Whereupon she turned around and went back up the stairs. I followed her and, as it was a Saturday, quickly dressed in a casual manner. I should have known better.